Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Do the policy decisions in the West dictate how ISIS and others will act? So, is it better maybe to support a despot who can, you know, hold a country together, maybe without necessarily appreciating human rights like we'd like? But it does seem like there's a lot of maybe reaction to inaction in the West.
Well, look, one of the themes that I write about in many of my books is this idea of to misunderstand the nature and threat of evil is to risk being blindsided by it. Okay, so think back to Pearl Harbor. I took my sons there a few years ago because I wanted them to be there, and I wanted to instill in them this idea that if you are not paying attention to evil, it's going to hit you when you least expect it. I've taken them to various places here to New York City to see Ground Zero. Why? Because I'm trying to help my four sons understand that if you don't understand the nature and threat of evil, you're going to be blindsided by it. America was blindsided by Pearl Harbor, was blindsided by the Holocaust, it was blindsided by Al-Qaeda on 9/11, and we run the risk now, not just the Americans, but the West in general, of being blindsided by an Iranian nuclear weapon and by an ISIS attack, even a chemical weapons attack, because many are growing complacent. This war is going on so long now against radical Islam that people are like, let's just be done. We're tired. And I understand that instinct. I understand that sentiment. But we have to stay focused, and we have to build alliances and strengthen alliances with countries like Israel, which is our main, most faithful ally in the world, much less the Middle East, with Jordan, which is a strong and healthy ally of ours, even though we disagree on some issues, of course. Egypt, the leader of Egypt, al-Sisi, look, he's not a perfect leader. But compared to what? The guy that preceded him was the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, who called for a jihad against Christians and Jews. So, for the Obama administration to treat President Sisi like he's the danger is sort of ridiculous when you put it into context with who al-Sisi removed from power, a guy who was truly a threat to our security and that of our allies. So we need Western leaders, especially American leaders, especially a president who understands the nature of threat of evil and is taking every measure to protect us and defend our freedom and our security for every American.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.